Here on a Thursday edition of Downtown, and we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by UFC light heavyweight fighter Jean Vellante, who will be fighting Aleer Latifi as part of the card for UFC 196 this Saturday night on pay-per-view. Jean, welcome into the show.
Thanks, man.
Before we talk about your MMA career, we're in the middle of Black Bear Country, and you're a proud former member of the Hofstra football team. Do you have any memories about facing the University of Maine and the Black Bears in your playing career?
That cold that when we would go up there, no matter what time of the year, it was always pretty cold. But we had some really good games, fun games, always physical, tough games. They like to run the ball a lot, and it was always a fun game for me because I was middle linebacker, so get to stick my nose in there and make some have some fun.
Do you have any favorite memories about playing in your time in the CAA?
Oh yeah, we had some awesome games, man. Playing New Hampshire, they had Chip Kelly at the time was like the first time that that read option stuff started getting real big. So that was fun. There was really some cool things that were going on in the CA when I was a part of it. Delaware was pretty awesome. James Madison. Every year a CAA team would win a national championship. And we would have taken this North Dakota State team and put them out real quick. But times are changing.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see a proud CAA alum doing well now in the Octagon. And you're a big supporter of veterans, and even list Pat Tillman as a hero in your bio. Why is it so important for you to support those who serve our country?
Yeah, couldn't do what we were doing without them. I mean, I always say if I didn't have a scholarship into college and, I didn't wind up doing this, that's where I'd be. I mean, those are, the young people of our country that go out there and realize how important it is at a young age to protect our freedoms is something that's just amazing. And I think it's awesome. Had a lot of friends go, and in my town, you're either a policeman, a fireman, or you're in the army. So it's one of the three. And I took a little bit of a different road, but it's cool to, that's just where I'm from and what people do where I'm from.
Can you talk about your relationship with Chris Weidman and how he's helped you in your UFC career so far?
We were friends since high school. We've known each other and started off wrestling against each other, then helping each other wrestle, then went to college together. We were buddies, not as close as we are now, and then once you start fighting, we had our first fights together, and you can't really, sometimes it's hard to have normal friends after you've done this so long. People who are just have a regular job because they don't really understand what goes into it. And he knows my every day. I know his every day. And that's what, where our relationship built from was from there. And then, we just have fun with each other and keep it light for each other and make sure, week of, we're just hanging out, competing in different things and having fun. That's it. And he's a good dude, and his family's my family. So it's we've become pretty close over this last 6 or 7 years.
Talking with Jean Vellante here on Downtown, who'll be fighting as part of the card of UFC 196 this Saturday night on pay-per-view. Now, I've asked a lot of fighters about their goals in the UFC. Some are just want to put on entertaining fights. Other ones are motivated by championships. What's your aspirations in the UFC?
Oh, if you do this sport, you definitely want to have gold around your waist at some point. That's always the goal. But yeah, another goal of mine for sure is definitely to have entertaining fights. I love going out there and putting on a show. And you ever watch me fight, that's what I do. I'm going out there. I'm not going to take a guy down and lay on him. I'm not going to hold someone if they lay on me. It's just, we're going to go in there. We're going to brawl it out. Going to see some blood, going to see some fun stuff, and it is going to see some good technique of kickboxing and stuff like that. So it's I just want to put on good, fun fights for the fans and eventually make that, lead me to a championship at some point.
And what are your thoughts on the light heavyweight division as of right now?
Yeah, when Jones went out, it was wide open for a while there, a lot of different things going on, and I do think it's a division that I could see myself beat any of those top guys. It just, I have power in both my hands and in my legs. So I just feel like, at this at this division, you know, I hit hard enough that no matter who I'm in there with, I could beat at any point. So that's really just the goal, is get the opportunity at some point to, you know, fight for a belt. You know,
and speaking
take
of some,
it home with me.
Absolutely. Speaking of someone who you're trying to beat coming up this Saturday is Alir Latifi. What does he bring to the octagon that you've been preparing for in your training?
He's a tough dude, throws hard, and he likes to wrestle. So, I mean, you know, he has a similar style to me, and that we, you know, we both wrestled before, and I go with good wrestlers every day, so I'm hoping I can negate that and then go out there and put on a good show, and we'll both, you know, be swinging, and I'm hoping to land the harder shots, which is, I'm confident I can do.
This is the second back-to-back fight in which you've been on a UFC pay-per-view card, last time in Melbourne. This time it's going to be part of UFC 196 and a very stacked and loaded card as well. But what does it mean to you to be on the main card and right before the two co-main events?
Yeah, it's cool. Just you know, another opportunity to gain some fans. People haven't seen me fight before. I'll see me now. You know, this is going to be a fun fight. And, you know, I'm hoping we take home, you know, fight of the night, or I take home knockout of the night, one of those, you know, just because I know we're going to go in there and put on a show. And, you know, with those two fights ahead of me, that's it's just another great opportunity for me to go in there and put on a good show. Just like it was in Melbourne, you know, and I came through there. I got to come through again now.
Now, I know some people may think of it as taboo, but do you have a prediction for your fight on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to win. I definitely don't see it going the full three rounds, and I've seen me finishing the fight within the first two.
Perfect, perfect. Well, that was the pride of Hofstra, the Hofstra football team, and a UFC light heavyweight fighter, Jean Vellante, will be fighting Alir Latifi as part of the card of UFC 196 this Saturday night on pay-per-view starting at 8 p.m. Jean, thank you very much for your time. We're pulling for the CAA, guys, so we're really hoping you come out with a victory, and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks, man.